Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Master Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 25th of August, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man and background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 39 new cases. That's 407 active cases, including 6 in Nobles Hospital, 2 of which are in ICU. The Director of Public Health says weigh up the risks of the vaccine. £1 million worth of scams and cybercrime here in this past year. Onken's no worse than anywhere else, says the Onken chairman. And Keys candidate Leonard Singer.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of my William King.
First of my 6 people are in hospital with COVID-19, down by 5 from yesterday. Meanwhile, there are 2 people in intensive care, up by 1. The total number of active cases is 407. The Director of Public Health says young people and their guardians should weigh up the benefits and risks before having a COVID-19 vaccine. Registration opened up last week for children aged 12 to 15. In either an at-risk group or those who are living with an immunosuppressed person. The Isle of Man was hit by almost £1 million worth of losses due to scams and cybercrime in 2020. The figures have been revealed by the National Fraud Intelligence Bureau. In international news, a senior British source says there's a very high risk of a terrorist attack against the evacuation operation in Afghanistan. More than 82,000 people have been flown out of the country since the Taliban took over, but 10,000 are still waiting at Kabul airport. A woman and 2 children have died in a crash involving a motorhome near York. A man and a 6-year-old boy are also in hospital after it happened on the A64 last night. And Greggs says it's running low on some products because of supply issues. McDonald's, Nando's and KFC are among other companies hit by worker shortages linked to Brexit and the pandemic. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Thank you, William, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No problems out at sea for the next 24 hours. Mountain Road is clear tonight. Bemacree just onto the link span. A very pleasant evening with light breezes. Will be dry after dark. The overnight minimum 15 degrees. And for Thursday, tomorrow, Jerdain, a cloudy start, then sunny spells up to 19 degrees. Down to 13 through the night. Bank Holiday Friday, dry with sunny intervals. Daytime maximum 18 degrees. Tides on the way out. Low water 23 minutes past 8. Sunset 27 minutes past 8. High water 24 minutes past 2 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:15. And low water a minute to 9.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate. Or call 674-573.
There's been a decrease in the number of people in hospital with COVID-19, but an increase in those in intensive care. The detail from Rhiann Evans.
6 people are now in hospital with coronavirus. That's 5 fewer than the previous government update. However, there are now 2 people in intensive care, and that's an increase of 1. There have been 39 new cases of COVID-19 detected here in the last 24 hours. And according to the government dashboard, there are now 407 active cases on the Isle of Man. 43 cases are under investigation, and in total, 5,996 cases have been investigated by the 111 team.
The Director of Public Health says young people and their parents or guardians should weigh up the benefits and risks before coming forward for a COVID-19 vaccine. Registration opened up last week for children aged 12 to 15 in either an at-risk group or the people who are living with an immunosuppressed person. Lewis Foster spoke to Henrietta Hewitt. Why is it important these groups are jabbed? And now,
you'll be aware, I'm sure, of all the debate that is still going on through the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation about the role of vaccine in children and young people. And the reason why that is such a contentious issue is that the balance of harms and benefits is quite difficult to call in young people. They are at much reduced risk of developing serious illness, complications, or dying from COVID if they are to catch it. In fact, the death rate in children and young people from COVID is about 2 per million people infected. The risk does go up a bit if you have an underlying condition, and that's the rationale for the change in guidance to offer vaccine to children and young people aged 12 to 15 who do have a serious underlying condition. The other group, 12 to 15, that are going to be offered the vaccine, as I say, are children who live in a household with an immunosuppressed individual. And there it's very important to understand that the risk reduction from the vaccine there is not really for the child themselves. It's to protect the very clinically vulnerable person that they live closely with.
So what would be your advice to someone who's perhaps unsure of what to do?
It's everybody's individual choice. They need to look at the best possible evidence they can on the balance of harms and benefits. And the best source of that is the Joint Committee on Vaccination, which is an expert committee with internationally recognised experts in all the relevant fields.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes before 6 this Wednesday evening on the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man was hit by almost £1 million worth of losses due to scams and cybercrime during the past 12 months. Dave Moore.
The figures have been revealed by the National Fraud Intelligence Bureau, a police unit based in the United Kingdom, responsible for gathering and analysing intelligence relating to fraud and financially motivated cybercrime. There were 78 recorded criminal cases in the Isle of Man during the past year. Online shopping and auctions are the most reported, 22 in all, adding up to more than £17,000, with the 30 to 39-year-old age group most affected. The biggest area is fraudulent financial investment, amounting to around £500,000, with 7 instances in all. Other consumer non-investment fraud totaled £250,000. In terms of cheque, credit cards and online banking, scammers made off with £152,000. In general terms, people in the Isle of Man most likely to be affected by online fraud and cybercrime are in their 40s or 70s.
A teacher on the Isle of Man says safeguarding young people online is one of the most important challenges facing island schools. Kelly Dean's the computing and digital learning leader at Ballacameen High School in Douglas, and she says it's vital pupils are taught how to use the internet responsibly.
Safeguarding our young people online is definitely one of our most important challenges that we face as a school. I think it's really important to educate them, to empower them and to protect them. Our young people are digital natives. You know, they think digitally, they communicate digitally, they learn digitally. But the online world is always evolving, so the risks are evolving. And just because they're digital natives doesn't necessarily mean that they know all the do's and don'ts and that they are responsible digital citizens. So it's really up to us to share relevant information with them and then make sure, you know, that we are producing students and young people who are responsible digital citizens.
Do you think there's almost a belief that because students these days have grown up around technology, that they know their way around the internet but don't necessarily know where the pitfalls are?
Most definitely. We come across that a lot. So they know how to use the technology really well. They don't necessarily know what is appropriate and inappropriate. So we will spend time, you know, making sure that we give the consistent message about how to stay safe online, how to spot potential threats and also scams, and to know what to do if they've got concerns. So who to approach. A lot of apps will have features on how to report things online, so making sure that they know how to use those reporting features, and also making them aware of the potential consequences if they don't act responsibly. We will often highlight people that perhaps are close to their age, that are in the media, that have said inappropriate things or shared inappropriate images online, and say to them, you know, this is the impact that this has had on them.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 4 minutes past two. She's safely on the link span just below Manx Radio in Douglas Harbour. She'll be leaving this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, and back to Douglas at 6 o'clock in the morning. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 3:20. She'll be into Liverpool at about 6:05, leaving at 8:30, back to the island at 11:15. And the Mananan's early morning departure tomorrow morning, 6 a.m, heading for Liverpool.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The chairman of Onchan Commissioner says measures have been put in place to clamp down on antisocial behaviour in the village. It comes after a court ruled that stress caused by a gang of youths played a significant part in the death of a 73-year-old woman last year. Additional CCTV cameras and improved lighting have been added to the Onchan Park area since the incident. Robin Turton, chair of Onchan Commissioner, spoke to our local democracy reporter Chris Cave.
Onchan Commissioners have been looking at the park for a while, but due to circumstances, and everybody blames COVID, it has played its part in Onchan. But all the recommendations that were made and have been made by the police and the coroner's office are now in place, fully operational.
Is antisocial behaviour in Onchan out of control?
No, I don't believe it is out of control. We have a very small minority of young people, and it is a small minority, taking the number of young people that are in Onchan, who are giving probably Onchan a little bit of a bad name. But I don't believe, personally, this is, I don't believe that our situation is any different to anywhere else in the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 18 minutes before six. Samsung is set to invest 240 trillion won, that's $206 billion by the end of 2023, in an effort to expand its biopharmaceuticals, AI, semiconductors and robotics offerings in the post-pandemic era. The South Korean tech giant says the investment will help strengthen its global standing in key industries like chip making, while seeking growth in robotics and next-generation telecoms. Samsung is the world's largest memory chip maker and plans to bolster its presence in these markets through mergers and acquisitions, but it didn't say whether the $206 billion includes the $17 billion it's reportedly spending on a new chip factory in the United States. The latest investment plan is almost a third larger than the previous three-year strategy set out in 2018.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed mixed as investors awaited a key meeting of central bankers. US stocks traded sideways, with investors looking ahead to a key Federal Reserve event later this week. Oil steadied as Mexico was set to resume crude production following a major suspension. Gold retreated 1% as the dollar ticked higher. In corporate news, travel-related stocks were on the rise amid hopes for an easing of restrictions. Engineer Weir and broadcaster ITV were also in the black, despite being set for demotion from the FTSE 100 in the next reshuffle. And the numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed up 0.33% at 7,150. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.3% at 15,860. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.25% at 35,461. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.1% at 15,036. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.25% at 4,497. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 37.2 cents and €1 16.7 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.75% at $1,788 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.7%, $71.64 a barrel.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. To comment on the Update News agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631. Or email update at manxradio.com.
It's a quarter to six this Wednesday evening on Manx Radio. Every vote matters, including those cast by some of the youngest in our society. The message from a statistician who's been crunching the numbers from the 2016 general election. The details from William King.
Some people won't vote. Some people will spoil their ballot papers. But why should you vote? Paul Crane is a statistician and former geography teacher. He stood in middle 5 years ago and lost out to second-placed Howard Quayle by 115 votes. He says he's proof small margins mean a few votes can change the outcome of a Manx election.
Some of the votes get very, very close. You know, the two highest voting candidates get elected. Sometimes the third candidate really isn't far behind. And I know because I've been in that position at the last election.
What about young voters? In the Isle of Man, you can vote from the age of 16. But clearly at the last election, not all 16 and 17-year-olds did mark a ballot paper.
At the last election, as I say, 58.5% of 16 and 17-year-olds registered. We had just 46.2% of the 16 and 17-year-olds who had registered to vote actually voted.
Paul has been analysing the results of the 2016 election. He says there's no doubt school-age voters can change the outcome of elections in the Isle of Man.
There are four constituencies where the number of 16 and 17-year-olds who didn't vote was sufficient to have changed the election result. So they had it in their power. If the young people were voting for that person in the third place, in four of these constituencies, they could have got that person elected. So they can change the outcome. They can change the people who then will sit in the House of Keys for the next 5 years, who represent perhaps the demographic of 16 and 17-year-olds more, who care more about their issues, the things they're concerned about, or the things they want to see changing.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Bastamai, good evening. St Mary's Football Club will not be playing in the 2022-23 Isle of Man FA season. The club has announced it's taking a year out with the intention of starting afresh and stronger than ever next season. The decision comes from a shortage of players, with St Mary's saying they've been left with no choice but to make the tough decision. Anyone who is looking for a new challenge in the 2022-23 season is being encouraged to keep an eye on St Mary's social media pages for updates on training. In cricket, and the Isle of Man Cricket Association is looking for teams of six to enter the brand new Female Softball Cricket Knockout Cup. The teams can be made up from cricket clubs, sports teams, work colleagues, or even just a group of friends. The tournament is taking place on Sunday the 29th of August at King William's College, with the action getting underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's open to female players of all ages and abilities. Anyone is welcome and equipment will be provided. If you would like to register a team, you're asked to email sallygreen82@hotmail.co.uk by this Friday. That's the 27th of August. But don't worry, you'll be able to find that email address at manxradio.com on our sports page. And plans for a statue of William Dunlop have been unveiled in Northern Ireland. If the application is successful, it will be situated in Ballymoney next to a sculpture of his father, five-time Isle of Man TT winner Robert. William died while racing at Skerries in the Republic of Ireland 3 years ago.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes before 6, inbound at Ronald's Way, the 25 past 5 Loganair from Manchester on time, and the 25 to 6 EasyJet from London Gatwick came in a quarter of an hour early. Outbound tonight, the next outbound, 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane. Then it's the 5 past 6 EasyJet to London Gatwick. Last in tonight, the 5 to 8 Loganair return patient transfer plane from Liverpool. On the roads by the Nunnery, there are temporary lights by the Whitehall Castle Town Road, 24 hours a day for cable laying. In the area of the Braid, there's a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit between the Braid and the Cool, and also on the Glendarroch Road between Braid and Glenvine for line painting. Druidale Road's closed until the 3rd of September. That's, a week on Friday for resurfacing work. Temporary lights in Kirkmichael through the village for work on the pavements. And temporary lights in Ballabeg, at Duck Street for the installation of new speed watch signs. Braddon Road still those one ways, at Braddon Bridge, Ballafretcher Road, Strang Road, through to Strang Roundabout and to the main A1 at Union Mills. Ballasalla's got temporary lights for the new bypass. Laxey Glen Road closed till the middle of October for work on that river wall. And in Williston, still Snaefell Road's closed, suspension of parking there for construction works. Paul Rose Bridge is closed till at least February next year.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Keyside. The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
Leonard Singer is standing for Ramsey as an MHK in the general election on September 23rd. Leonard Singer's represented the town twice before as an MHK. Among the issues he's raising is the ability of the government to attract new businesses that can provide the taxes to stoke the Manx economy. Leonard Singer's up against Dr. Alex Allenson, Robert Cowell, Laurie Hooper, Jonathan Kinraid, Luke Parker and Erica Spencer. And Mr. Singer holds that the Isle of Man's reserves level is causing concern.
I understand from what I hear that we've probably got no more than 300 to 400 million in fluid reserves.
But the other stuff is earning money, presumably. You can't just have all the money sitting around waiting for a rainy day, can you?
Of course not, but you don't want either. You don't want to cash that in. But if you've only got 300 to 400 million and a lot of money is coming out, unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, hundreds of millions basically, and we don't know how long that's going to go on. We've really got to take action to increase our tax receipts. Because if we don't increase our tax receipts...
How do we do that?
Well, first of all, we have to attract new business, new investment to the island. The problem has been, over the last few years, as I see it, has been a lack of business sense in government and a culture which is so risk averse that serious potential investors, and I've got experience of bringing people across, they've thrown their hands in the air saying, we can't deal with this. They're trying to deal with the government, they're trying to deal with the FSA, and all they find are obstacles placed in the way. And what they're doing is they're going to places like Guernsey. And they're going to Wales. Guernsey have got a chief minister who is very business orientated. And when companies go to Guernsey, it's how can we help you? There's somebody there to help them find premises, to find property, to get work permits. And that's why we need here a complete reversal in government attitude by ensuring we have civil servants with proven business experience in the critical economic development.
This
positions.
Is what the Department for Enterprise is for, isn't it?
Yes, that definitely.
Is it not doing the job then?
I don't think it's done the job in the last 5 years. We've not been getting the reasons I've said. People have been walking away. So we do need people with proven business experience in the critical economic development positions who can then demonstrate confidence and assurance to prospective investors.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini site at manxradio.com. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
The fourth annual outdoor visitor survey is underway. The focus this time is on the Isle of Man's uplands, and it's being carried out by the Department of the Environment, Food and Agriculture. Graham Watson is Access and Recreation Officer for the Agriculture and Land Section.
This is the fourth year of running the annual outdoor visitor survey. In previous years, we've covered aspects such as glens and plantations. And this is the third and largest area of the department's landholding, the uplands, which is the theme of the survey this year.
OK, so how has it worked out in the past in terms of carrying out the survey and the results you've had from them?
Yes, well, the survey has been very useful. In our first year, the glens, we had about 1,000 responses. maybe a couple hundred fewer for the plantations, but all the information is very useful going forward, as it helps us to understand the needs of the stakeholders and helps with forward planning with recreational policy development and allocation of resources. Glen's the first year, the plantations the second, and we actually did a standalone activity, mountain biking, last year, which seems to have taken off. And again, we will use that information to try and formulate improvements in policies and provision in going forward. The uplands are so important for many different things. It's the island's largest carbon store. It provides all of our freshwater drinking and flood regulation. And of course, it's numerous habitats for supporting iconic species of wildlife, such as hen harrier, curlew, grouse and mountain hare.
Exactly. When does this survey take place? When's it happening? When's it finished, etc.? Well, the details.
Right. Okay. Yes. So anyone can take part. We're encouraging people to take part, be you in an organisation, one of the sporting clubs, a conservation angle. But you go to gov.im/outdoor survey, and it's running for 4 weeks. We've just done the first week, finished our first week, and we've had a very healthy response already. We've had 500 responses within the first week, which I think is very, very good. And we hope that we can add to that, and it'll help in the future. With planning, as I say, from the department's perspective.
The news is on the way on Manx Radio. Then after 6 o'clock, our arts programme Spotlight, hosted by Sarah Hendy. The Greatest Hits on Earth with Mike Reynolds at 6:30. The Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9:00. And The Late Show with George Ferguson from 10:00. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader William King, producer Rhiann Evans, and Andy Wint. And remember, all the stories you've heard and many, many more available at manxradio.com. Don't forget, if you're interested in the House of Keys general election, which is 4 weeks tomorrow, we've got a special big mini site. That's not a contradiction in terms. Check it out at manxradio.com and like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio U channel, and then enjoy this gorgeous evening. W-I-X.